Welcome to Confessing the Faith, a theological and devotional walk through the 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith. I'm your host, Sam Waldron. I'm one of the pastors of Grace Reformed Baptist Church in Owensboro, Kentucky, and professor of systematic theology here at Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. Today we continue to consider chapter 17 of the Confession, which takes up the great biblical and reformed doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. Paragraph 3 speaks of the difficulties which attend perseverance in the Christian life and the reality that grievous sin may still be committed by authentic believers. Having spoken of the various causes of backsliding, paragraph 3 goes on to speak of the tragic fruits of backsliding, and it lists 5 such sour fruits. 1. They incur God's displeasure and grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30 is pointed, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." 2. They come to have their graces and comforts impaired. And so after his sin, in Psalm 51:10-12, David had to pray, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit." 3. They have their hearts hardened and consciences wounded. David again relates his experience of unconfessed sin. Psalm 32:3-4. "When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer." A fourth result is that they hurt and scandalize others. Once more, David's experience is dreadfully practical. "By his sin he caused the enemies of God to blaspheme," so says 2 Samuel 12:14. But fifthly, a fifth sour fruit is that they bring temporal judgments upon themselves. David brought horrible temporal judgments upon his family, and remember particularly the death of his unborn child. Brethren, there is no guarantee that any one of us will not fall into such sins apart from perpetual watchfulness. You may be a Christian, but that does not exclude the possibility that you may be a means to damn your children, hurt others, bring judgments on yourself and family, and or have your assurance greatly weakened. Is it wise then, dear Christian, to go on indolent, sluggish, careless, neglectful in known duty?